Online Podcast 109Welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome back from the holiday, and I hope you had a good holiday. And I hope that, I did hear from Archer, from Archer Radio, saying that it was very informative to learn about Kwanzaa. Ooh, sorry, I just blew into my microphone, sorry. And it's slightly different today. I am doing this not in my studio. I hope I'm going to keep quiet and see if you can hear my the sound in my office. I actually have to move away from my G5 because of the fan. Well, not just my G5, but my G5 and the drive. So maybe I should turn my computer down so it's not noisy. Let me see if I can do that. And so I'm walking around because the computer is really loud. And I was doing a recording on my new set, not new setup, but, oops, sorry, on my microphone. Name. I'm going to turn off my computer. Shut down. I bought a new camera, and the camera is a, what is it? The camera is a Sanyo Fisher Exacti C5, I think it's what it's called. It's a 5 megapixel digital camera plus video camera. And that was the one model up from the camera that I was talking about that my friend loaned me the other day when I was starting off doing my video podcast. And I kind of like it. I like the fact that once you shoot the video, you don't have to worry about redigitizing the image into your computer. The file is already there as an MPEG-4, and I can just drag those MPEG-4 into my computer. So I'm excited about that new camera, and I'll be using it definitely more, and I'm going to burp. Sorry, there's no volume here. I could have paused, but I'm not going to. And so that's one thing new. After the Christmas break, I actually bought that with the Christmas money that I got. Yay. And I'm moving my microphone back and forth because I'm holding the microphone just like kind of in my fingers, the binaural microphone, and I put them very close together to each other. Oh, crap. The noise from the drive is still there. Should I turn the drive off? Maybe I should turn the drive off. It's very annoying. Or step away. I can still hear the drive sound. Okay, I'm gonna turn the drive off. Where's the power switch? Oi! Ah, maybe it's just was... Oh, I'm gonna sit here on the floor. It's kind of comfortable. Ah! I'm sitting here behind a bush in my office. Oh, much quieter. Isn't it with my computer turned off and my drive turned off? It's mostly the drive that's making the noise. You probably don't care. Oh, maybe I should put my microphone back on and make this a stereo. But you can probably hear me better this way. So, and it's, you know, I'm not going to walk around or anything. I'm really here in my office. A lot of our clients are actually having breaks, so we don't have many clients and just do a little bit of internal tune-up things on the equipment and stuff. And then, of course, in the evening, I have my retail work to go to, and that's always busy. And that's why I can't do a sit-down show. I was actually kind of hoping that I could do a sit-down show after the holiday, but that's not going to happen. But, oh, at the same time, I also want to let you know about a more serious issue, and we'll go back and forth, just like my life, sometimes serious, sometimes not. I just brush over the bush. So the more serious issue that I want to talk to you about is, sorry about the microphone going in and out of my speaking voice range, whatever the crap. I'm just killing time. Oh, okay. I want to talk to you about the issue of immigration. I know that I have mentioned that on my show, and now my stupid computer is making the noise. How do you spell immigration? Go over to immigrationequality.org because there's a very serious bill, a new bill that's been passed on December 19th, right before the Christmas holiday. A bill's been passed by the House of Representatives now to make it illegal, not just illegal, but making all illegal immigrants criminals. So you're not, you actually get put to, you know, you will be sentenced to jail. And they also do away with the whole, lottery system. You know, every year there's a certain amount of lottery being given out to qualified professionals from other countries who want to live here in the United States, and that's sort of like to pull talents from all over the world. And they have also do away with that. So that bill, which is called, all those names that goes with all these bills really is sometimes very misleading. And you go by the name, and it's like, oh, I'm a patriot, you know, I support blood, this and that. The name is Border Protection, Anti-Terrorism, and Illegal Immigration Controlled Act. And of course, yes, you cannot just sweep everything down by one act, and so therefore the gay and lesbian community, the GLBT community, gets the side effect of it, which is I'm going to move away from my computer now, which is we lose not only already not having the rights to apply for permanent residency for our partners, we also are criminals now. We meaning both the couple of a binational couple, say by nationality, I'm Malaysian, and my partner's American. So if, let's say, if it's not because of my job that allow me to stay here with my green card, with my permanent residency, my partner has no way of applying any sort of visa or anything so that I get to stay here to be with him. Because in the law, it's that there's no such protection for same-sex couple. And as if that's not bad enough, now they're making it a crime now. So, I mean, I understand where it comes from, but it's just, that's why the Uniting American Families Act has to be passed, because otherwise we are just getting screwed, really upside down, back and forth, and which way. So we had to do something. So it's very important for me personally. It's also very important for all of you out there. I have a new listener who wrote in saying that he'll remain anonymous until he actually talk about it on his own term. He actually has the same situation, and he is wanting to find out what I can, you know, what kind of advice I can give him. I really can't do anything. It really, really is breaking my heart, because there is nothing we can do. It's just this country is just heading the wrong way time and time again when it comes to immigration law, especially in many other ways as well, but especially with this immigration law, it just doesn't make any sense anymore, especially looking at other countries granting rights to same-sex couple to get the civil union in England. Canada, just our neighbor, gay marriage is not illegal anymore. It's they have always been having this same-sex protection when it comes to immigration law in Canada, but not us. Anyway, I love this country, and I would just like to see this country go and heading the right direction again. Before it goes too far down the ditch. So I need all your support. I need you to tell your friends. I need you to be aware of the issue. I need you to know what Uniting American Families Act is going to give the GLBT community the protection that we deserve as human being, equal right human being who live in this country. So please go and read about more information about the update news about the Act that just recently passed, as well as what we need to do to get Uniting American Families Act passed, because otherwise we're screwed big time. Makes me sad, really makes me sad. And moving along, you know, despite the heavy issue of immigration inequality, we also have some other good news. Like I said, I bought a camera. I'm very excited about the camera, so hopefully I'll be doing more video podcasts in the future. And I am hoping that I'll be able to post one out, at least one out before the new year or somewhere around that time. I really am very busy because of my retail job in the evening. I really have to do a whole lot of work. Usually, you know, I find some of the nights in the evening to produce a show, and now I don't have all my nights, and during the day I'm here at work. That's why I have to do this during a break right now. Right after lunch, hiding behind I'm just sitting behind a big bush of leafy plants. And very comfortably leaning against the wall. And so that's that. So be expecting more video podcasts. That's very nice for me. It's really like another toy, really. And I also would like to have my parents on my show. I'm about to burp. I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna have my parents on my show. I'm gonna try to have my parents on my show. It is a little bit difficult because the format of my show sort of changed because of my listenership. Most of my listeners do not understand any other languages that I speak other than English. So I don't want to... I'm adjusting my microphone. Sorry. Oop. Left, right. Should I post this in stereo or not? Well, I don't care. We'll decide at the very end. I can't. I actually have a lot of space, so I may just post it in stereo. Left, right. I'm holding them two earbuds really close together. Why am I telling you this? So I want to have my parents come on my show. I want them to talk to us, me especially, and all y'all, about how they met and how they got together and their relationship and how long they've been married. I really don't know at this point. Off the top of my head, I can count based on my sister's age. Then I'll be outing my sister how old she is. But but I won't tell you. So it's So I'm gonna try to have them on. But the thing is, my dad speaks English. My dad speaks very very fluent English. But my mom speaks English also, not as fluent as my dad, but she's very bashful. So she probably wouldn't do the whole show in English. It's kind of awkward too, you know, speaking to them, usually in our mother tongue at home, not in English, and therefore it's going to be awkward. So I've been trying to figure out, maybe I can have my dad tell us their stories in English, and maybe with my mom in the background or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Because not only for all you guys' sake, it's also for my own sake. I really want to document this down. I want to have family stories and all that recorded. And, you know, while I have that recorded, I might as well share it with you also. I always have this thought about everybody having their own stories to tell, and I just want to hear from every different point of view and every different story. So hopefully I'll be able to get them on to my show. Even if they use Hokkien, which is my mother tongue, I would at least be able to translate it for you. So hopefully that's going to happen. And of course, it's probably going to happen sometime after the new year. January 1st, which is this coming Sunday, I think. Yeah, this coming Sunday is actually their wedding anniversary. So hopefully I'll be able to find time to do something with them and have them tell us a bit about their love story. And I will also be going to the Podcaster Con. So if you are a listener of online podcasts, you are more than welcome to come up and say hi. I'm probably the only Asian there, maybe not. And I will also be seeing other people there that I know and would like to meet. So it will be fun. That's like January 7th, I think it's PodcasterCon. So if you do go, please come up and say hi. And I will definitely be doing more shows there. And this is probably going to be the setup there because I'm not moving my condenser mic and my mixer there. So this is probably going to be the setup. I will just use my binaural microphone because I tried using my new camera memo setting and it sounded very crappy. Has a lot of, this is the second time I'm doing the same podcast because it was so bad. I was editing it and I was like, oh no, oh yeah, I'll just go ahead and post it. And no, oh yeah, I was almost done and then I decided, no, I cannot stand the audio quality, so I better not post it. So I'm redoing this show. Excuse me. Excuse me, not editing that out. Too lazy, too busy and too lazy. And dun, 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 dun. What else do I want to tell you? Oh, something fun. I have last week, I think, yeah, last week, you know, the Frapper map thing has been going on for a while, especially with the podcaster, Podosphere, with all those podcasters asking their, I was going to say customer, asking their listeners to go and plot themselves in the map and see where they are from. And I that's cool, and I've added myself to many people's map because it's just fun for the listener, I mean, for the podcaster, the content provider, to see where you're from. Because the beauty about podcasting is you have that personal connection with your listener. As a podcaster, you have that connection with the listener that you don't necessarily always have having a terrestrial radio station. So that would be a big difference. For one of the differences also is if you email me, I will try my very best to email you back because I don't have a big group of listeners, so I can actually do that. And it's very personal. You actually, if you record a voice memo and you voicemail, you can send it into online@gmail.com. I will actually play it, and like I'm gonna play Archer's comment about my Christmas show next, and so yeah, at right before the show ends or something like that. And did I talk about Kwanzaa yet? Gosh, I got distracted. But anyway, so let me go back. Let me go back like 10 steps. I want to talk about Frapper. I was actually looking into doing a banner that is kind of really right now in vogue right now, is the little banner that you stuck on the top left or top right corner of your page. And I've been wanting to do that. I didn't know how to, and so I was looking. I didn't even know what name to Google for, and I finally came down to corner banner is what I call it, and finally came up. I've been searching for that for a while now, I think since Katrina, because a lot of people put the Katrina what is that thing, the Salvation Army and the Red Cross, not Salvation Army, the Red Cross banner on the top right corner of the page. I didn't know how to do it. I researched it, and finally I found a way of doing it. So I thought, what can I add to it? And I've always been thinking about doing the Frapper thing, but I thought, eh, maybe not, just too much work for other people. And so I said no until I found out about the banner information, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll just use the Frapper as the content for making a banner on my show. So I did, and I stick it up there, and I would like to, I haven't had the opportunity to invite you because of my previous shows, where some of them are pre-recorded, so I didn't get to talk to you about it. So since last week, I've added a Frapper map banner on the top right corner of my website, which is onlinepodcast.com. If you haven't been there, you can go to onlinepodcast.com and click on that top right banner that says Frapper Online. And click on that, and it will bring you to my Frapper page, or you can actually type it in if you don't want to go to my website. You can just type in map.onlinepodcast.com, and that will bring you straight to my Frapper page. and just, you know, and stick a pin on the map. It's very fun. You know, of course, I started off doing it because I wanted to do the banner, and now it's more fun now because more people are adding their locations, and I just want to see that grow. So if you happen to be on the website right now in front of your computer, close to a computer, or go to one right now if you're sort of close by, and type in map.onlinepodcast.com, or you can just go to onlinepodcast.com and click on the link up there in the top right corner. Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Are you doing it right now? Are you clicking it? Yeah, go ahead and click. Ay. I'm full. I'm full of fried rice. Chicken fried rice. And, oh yeah, I told you about the PodcasterCon. I was telling you that I'm going to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I was having such a hard time when I was doing the first recording saying North Carolina. My tongue is a little tied when I say North Carolina. North Carolina. North Carolina. It's very hard. I always want to say North Carolina. North Carolina. I'm going to North Carolina for the PodcasterCon Chapel Hill. So if you go to North Carolina, you can come and say hi to me. And now I'm going to play Archer's voicemail. And thank you, Archer, too, for commenting. I don't know if I talk about Kwanzaa yet. Thank you, Maurice, for being on my show last, was it Monday? Yeah. And educated me and obviously Archer also about what Kwanzaa is, because some people might think that Kwanzaa is a religious celebration, which it isn't. And if you haven't already listened to the Kwanzaa episode, just go back to my website, or go to my website and listen to episode 108, which is from this Monday. Anyway, so now take a listen to Archer's voicemail, and it will tell you all about... Oh, maybe he didn't know he talked about it on his show, so it's not his voicemail. Goodness gracious. But he did talk about my previous show. He actually, Archer talked about commenting about how educational it was, the Kwanzaa show, for him as well. So thank you, Archer, and I will play your other message, which was also a very nice one, and I will explain a bit about the message also.
Hey John, this is Archer from Archer Radio. I just finished watching your little video of the Christmas tree, and that was so cool. You know, first of all, your little graphic that you created for the beginning and the ending are just perfect. I knew you were looking to do that. And the music was just, it was absolutely perfect to go with the whole video. You did a really good job. You see what editing does for you? Just take a couple minutes to edit it, and it looks beautiful. And you totally took the idea that I wanted to do about speeding up the video to show how you're putting up the tree. I love that. Anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know that I really enjoyed that video, and I look forward to more of your videos. Take care. Bye-bye.
So, Archer, thank you for the message, and I just want to say I have actually had that message. No, I think we were looking at Bob's World or something, which was this podcaster from England, and he also periodically or had been my listener as well, Bob from London, and I have played his voicemail or his comment once before. And thank you, Bob, again for inspiring both of us, Archer and I. And mine turned out. I actually had the plan of doing a time lapse of the Christmas tree building a long time ago, because I do have this application that would do time lapse on my computer. And then I saw Bob's video, and you know, that's like, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna do about the same thing, even though it's not really speeding up. Mine's a time lapse. It doesn't quite turn out to be that way. And of course, actually, the video that you saw for the which is called Our Tree is a 2-day process. It's two separate days. That's why you see we have different clothings on. We finish a certain thing, and then there's actually one part where we put the garland, the little pearly, silvery garland on. My computer crashed. Not my computer crashed, but the application crashed, and I didn't get to save the whole bit. So I was very annoyed, but it turned out to be okay. And of course, with that very nice song that I got from the PodSafe Music Network by Three Blind Mice, and by Three Blind Mice in the, what is the song called now? Watch Star. Very nice song. So, to respond to Archer, yes, I was inspired by that sort of kind of, because I already have planned to do the time lapse anyway. And once I see Bob posting the Christmas tree video, that kind of really pushed me to do that. In fact, we've had our tree up for quite a bit now, but I just haven't had time to really sit down and edit the piece together. I was going to just post that video, and it was kind of... I don't know, it was a little rough, and so I finally decided to actually do editing. And you guys know me, I hate to do editing of any sort, video or audio. So, but when I do, it really kind of polish up the project, like Archer said. So thank you, Archer, for the respond. And then, when I say and means I'm trying to think, you know, about what it's going to say later. And this part should be edited out. Normally, by a very professional show, it would be. But since mine is not professional and I have no sponsor, I'm not going to edit this out. And I will probably end. This is getting coming up to 30 minutes now, probably. Let me see. It's 25 minutes and 43 seconds, probably more than that because I have the intro song. So it's probably about 26 minutes for you. Wouldn't you like a show of me just like going by like the time and say, okay, now it's what? Okay, pass 1 second. Okay, another second pass. Another second wasted with online podcast, isn't it? So thank you for wasting all your time with me. I really appreciate your comment on the website as well as my voicemail, which is 206-888-JOHN. A quick tip for all the podcasters out there who might not have a lot of phone calls coming into their voicemail. I've been pretty lucky. I've been getting quite a bit lately. But if you haven't had it, I would suggest that every 1 or 2 weeks just call yourself, because I lost my other phone line on my other show, Penang Hokkien, and which has a very nice vanity number. And I lost it because I nobody calls. Most of the listeners are outside of the country, and therefore I didn't have anybody calling into the phone number. So I actually made business cards and all that. So that's voided, but I don't care. It's just a small thing. I don't care. Oh yeah. So if you are I'm gonna cross promote now. If you are interested in getting cool, good looking podcasting theme t-shirt, you can go to podcastersunite.com. It is a business that I started with my brother. I'm wearing a shirt right now. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should post a video of that then. Maybe I should post a video of that. I'll post a video maybe on Friday and of my shirt, and I will, so that you can actually take a good look and see my fat sew. Oh goodness, you're going to get to see my fat body in this shirt. And so subscribe, stay subscribed if you want to see a big fat pig wearing my t-shirt. And I know Madge talk about that too. It sucks your fat in, but I think it only makes you think that it sucks your fat in, but I can still see my pretty flabby body. Hang on, I know it's gross. Sorry, I'll stop. But so go to podcastersunite.com and you will be able to find cool looking t-shirts. Right now we have one design up, and we really need the business and need it going before we can go ahead and launch the second t-shirt. We do have the second and third, even fourth designs already up. We just need to get more t-shirts out there and get our name out there before we can go and do our second t-shirt. So I need your help. Go over to podcastersunite.com. And also, if you speak Hokkien, if you're from Hokkien is a Chinese dialect, if you speak Hokkien or Fujian, you can go or Hokkien, or you can go over to penanghokkien.com to check out our shows there. It's actually a very fun show, talk show based, silly things, talk about crap, about everything that you can even imagine, from chocolate cake to laksa to whatever. anything under the sun. So go ahead and check that out if you understand the language. If you don't know that language, you can just, you know, you can go there and listen to us laugh, but if it only makes sense if you understand Hokkien. So go over to PenangHokkien.com if you understand Hokkien or Minnan Yu. And that's probably about it. And also podcastersunite.com, support my business. Okay, that's probably it. I will talk to you guys another time. And I want to say Happy New Year, because there won't be another show until next year. And hopefully that will be the show with my parents. I hope. Okay, have a wonderful year. Have a very peaceful, loving, productive 2006, as I wish for myself as well. I will be in North Carolina. I'll be in North Carolina in 2006. So off to a podcast convention. So that's a good start. Good 2006 for me. Hopefully it'll be even more productive when it comes to my podcast and when it comes to my t-shirt, podcastersunite.com, and my PenangHokkien.com. Yay! Oh, goodness. Yeah. Thank you so very much for listening to my show and wasting all your time. I really appreciate you wasting your time with me. Now I'm going to go turn on my drive again. Thank you, everybody. I will talk to you next year in 2006. And watch out for my fatso wearing my t-shirt on Friday, okay? Take care, y'all. Talk to you later. See you in North Carolina. Bye. Don't forget to smile.